Hello, everyone.
And what?
Welcome to...
Oh, you just dropped your phone.
The Bangingham Podcast. Woo! My name is Darian.
Whoa, I'm Daryl.
And this is yours truly, Brian.
Why did it take so long to introduce yourself?
I wanted to say it's Casey Kasem for some reason. I know.
Darian doesn't even know where that guy's from.
No, what is...
What?
Can we just get him...
Rick D's in the Weekly Top 40? Can we do the... Okay.
This is a fortnightly podcast brought to you by the Mbang Bros. Not to be confused.
By the Bang Bros.
Yikes.
Oh, man.
We like to discuss and...
Is that our website?
Not thebangbros.com. Nope, not that one.
So don't go to that one.
Don't go to that website.
I need to purchase that website now.
Domain name?
Yeah, we should purchase that domain.
Mbangbros.
Mbangbros.
We'll have a series. We'll have a series where we drive in your van.
My van?
No.
And then we'll call it the Mbang Bus.
So stupid. That's so stupid. It's not even funny.
Yeah, it's just gonna be us talking, and then we'll pick up people to talk to.
All right.
That's it.
All right. I'll stop you guys right there, and we'll let the people know why we're talking about something so irrelevant.
Which Bang Bros? Yeah, they're very relevant.
No, the reason why is because nothing has happened in the last 2 weeks.
Man, that's we were
putting onto the podcast. Yay!
What's that word where you're like doing your best to get stuff at the bottom of the barrel?
Scraping the barrel.
scraping the bottom of the barrel.
So we'll start it off with
why we question this. Hi, how are you?
No, I said hello.
Hello, how are you?
I said in French, allô.
Oh, comment ça va?
Ça va bien, et tu?
Bien, are you trying to talk about Google's allô messenger device?
Maybe. What is that anyways? People have been telling me to get it.
Darian, do you know anything about it?
What is it? Like the replacement to Google Hangouts, right?
I think it is, isn't it? They basically took
Hangouts. They took Hangouts and split it into two.
It together.
That's just doesn't make sense to
me. For some reason, I can't hear Daryl.
What do you mean you can't hear me?
Yeah, you're...
I'm so quiet.
You are.
Would you like me to talk a little higher?
Turn your microphone towards you. There you go.
This is the heart.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, much better.
Visual gags.
So go on with the allo.
So yeah, they split out the chat portion of Google's Hangouts, and they've also added some kind of AI to it.
Oh yeah, there's... you can like message an AI.
Here, let's see what kind of AI thing I get right now, because you can be like, on it and be like, it's because it's called the Google Assistant, and you can be like, tell me a joke, and she will respond, or it will respond. 6:30 is the best time on the clock, hands down.
I should get that.
They even put like the clock showing 6:30.
That's pretty funny.
Wow.
Yeah, and then you can even be like, "Tell me a riddle," and then she'll be like, "What stays in the corner but travels all over the world?"
I don't know what.
A stamp.
So
yeah,
that's pretty cool.
It does a lot of things.
That's a nice feature.
Yeah, wow.
And then you can even like pull up news. Oh, I should have used this for news.
You know
what? For news? What happened?
Like I can click on the news and it'll tell me like
they're gonna tell you things. Okay, so what happened in news in the last 24 hours?
Oh no, I clicked on interesting fact.
Unfortunately, in Calgary's news,
there's a lot of bad stuff.
Yeah, happening. Unfortunately, one of the Stampeders, which is the football team that we have here for Calgary, has passed away. Unfortunately, what's his name?
Mylan Hicks.
Yes, he was from
Millen. Millen. Millan. Like Dylan, but with an M.
Yeah, probably Millen.
Millen.
It's probably Mylan.
Mylan.
It's probably Mylan. But rest in peace, man. Unfortunately, I did not watch him play. But
we don't really watch.
Too bad.
We don't really watch CFL. Football.
The reason why I even bring it up is because it was literally a block away from my house.
Yeah.
And when I say literally, it's actually literally a block away from my house.
Yeah, like just past the lights.
Yeah.
Like around the corner.
Like you can walk a little bit.
I could throw a baseball and probably. I could hit the building.
Probably.
You can't throw that far.
Yeah,
I think you can throw that far.
I can throw that far. But
it's not that far.
It's not. It's pretty. I can throw it pretty far.
Well, I mean, Calgary's been pretty bad lately, especially in my hood.
Yeah.
There's just like stabbings and shootings.
There was a machete. A guy in machete in downtown Calgary.
Yeah. Well, like I said, in my hood, there was a dude
downtown Calgary.
There was a dude that was found stabbed and then left outside of a Max convenience store. And then there were like two other dudes that got shot up. And yeah.
Wow. Calgary's like the hood.
Well, no,
it's
my,
like
my
ghetto
hood
Canada
is like
over
the
here.
Of Calgary's hood.
Yeah. You should. Yeah. Well, at least now mine is another hood where there's people being shot. I don't know. What's the world coming to?
I don't know, but I asked for top headlines, and the number one thing in Calgary, PEI chefs create interesting grilled cheese sandwiches.
Ooh, does it have lobster in it? Actually, I'll tell you, this is right. For everybody who wants to try something new.
I've opened it up. I want you to tell me what is in this grilled cheese.
Huh? And it's a PEI?
Like, yeah. Take a guess.
Take a guess as to what's inside it. Let me find what's inside it first before you
first
guess.
There's obviously bread.
Yep.
Then there's cheese. But not just any cheese. It's a PEI set type of cheese with lobster and potatoes. Because all I know is that PEI exports potatoes for some reason. Yeah.
Potato Edwards Island.
potato
That's
Edwards
what the P stands
Islands.
For. That's PEI.
So what's in it?
This is a stupid article.
Is it one of those fake articles?
Yeah.
It is. It's
it
a
really is.
It's a commercial article.
It's a commercial for the event. Because then when I scroll down to see what it is, it goes, It's still a grilled cheese sandwich, but they're a little bit outside the box from your two slices of bread and slice of cheese.
Yeah.
And there's nothing else. It says a little more interesting.
A little more interesting. It's actually,
it doesn't say anything.
It's actually slices of bread and two slices of cheese.
Clickbait. Actual saved you a click. It's in the title.
It is in the title.
It says advertisement. That's what it says on there. What else? What else news? What other news is there?
It's like saying, this interesting grilled cheese sandwich. Want to know what's inside it?
It's exactly
some interesting things. So come and find out.
Come and find out.
Yeah, no, you're right. Because I typed in interesting news.
Oh.
So
just type in news.
Okay, I'm typing in news.
Hey, hello. Hello, is there any news? Is that how you tell it?
I typed
like
in
Siri?
News, it's still giving me that grilled cheese sandwich. Right,
so iOS 10 came out.
So that's
hello. Congratulations, Mac.
What?
You know what? I have to level with you guys. And I think you already know what I'm going to say about it. I confuse Apple and Mac to be the same company.
I mean, Mac isn't a company.
Exactly. I keep saying, I want to say Apple, but I always keep saying Mac.
So do people, you know, the Mac phone.
Is that one of those new Mac phones that you have? Like literally, Mac Watch.
You want a Mac Watch, right?
I'd love to have a Mac. The new Apple Watch, I would love to have, yes. But for some reason, I just keep switching. It's like, a Mac is an Apple, right? So,
so what you're saying makes sense. The thesaurus in your head is broken.
Yeah, pretty much. I always get that thing mixed up.
But yes, iOS 10 was released 2 weeks ago.
And?
Was it? Yes. And then
was
macOS.
I'm pretty sure it was this week.
macOS was released this week.
Pretty sure
macOS was released on Tuesday of last week. And then
iOS 10.
And then iOS 10 was released the week before.
Oh, that's
iOS
right.
10 was
Darian, do you really want to refute me on this?
Okay, everybody. This is how hard-hitting our journalism is on this podcast. Our fact-checkers are taking a look at whether or not macOS has been released in the last week or in the last 2 weeks versus the Mac iOS, Apple iOS.
So when was September 13th?
That was
2 weeks ago.
This is like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. and hence where iOS 10 was released.
Has it really been 2 weeks?
Yes, it's been 2 weeks.
Wait. Wow, it's been a long time.
I guess you do you have iOS 10 on your phone?
Wait. No, I have an iPhone 5S. Do you guys have a 6S? Is that a 6S?
I have a 6. I am successful.
You're successful? You're just and you're
I'm
just 6.
Six, six yeah, you're I'm just 6. Six. I'm 6-ful.
Hey, are you are you upgrading to the 7?
No, I'm upgrading to the 7S when it comes out.
Oh, damn it.
Cuz we're you on a 2-year just, cycle at work.
So. You should just upgrade to just the 7.
Oh.
No, I don't have money for that.
I want to have I'd a like, success. I'd the like last a... the last successful iPhone.
Have you, I'd like have to have sound? A 7 Plus.
Huh? Oh, you know what we can talk about?
The 7S has the earphone jack.
Does it?
No.
The 7S has an earphone jack. That's the plus, right?
Well, we can talk about Samsung's S7s.
Ooh.
And them exploding.
Again? We already talked about that. Didn't we talk about that last time? We did.
Yeah, we did. Uh-oh. We said it was a blast.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. That's pretty much what's happened in the last 2 weeks. Nothing.
The
just kidding. Well, I mean, we can.
Well, talk. What's okay. what's new in the iOS 10? So what's iOS new on 10, iOS 10?
We have these things where we can send GIFs. It's basically
I saw that.
The central location of sending memes.
You can. They're basically making a meme box. Is that what it is?
Well, it takes all the like aggregators of GIF images.
What do you call it?
GIF.
So you have access to that?
Giphy. Wait.
Well, Giphy is one
GIF
of them.
GIF storage places.
Yeah, online GIF storage.
GIF storage?
A high commodity. Sort of like Tom Middleditch going, how many gigabytes does your company own? So they have that. You can easily send GIFs now. So I send Adam a daily John Cena GIF.
Nice. Did you have, you can is, even, that, is the are you sure John Cena GIF there? No?
Am I sure?
Are you sure about that? No?
I don't know what you're talking
about. Never mind then. John Cena did like this thing where he live
John Cena people. Yeah. Or, have you seen that thing? It's actually pretty
he's
funny.
Hiding behind a poster and you know, like John Cena fans.
And then at one point, like a girl's talking about him and how he's like so cool. And then he slowly tears the face off from behind and puts his face there. And he's like, "Are you sure about that?"
So, John Cena's so good.
It's a lovely, lovely meme.
Actually, the funny thing about John Cena in my office right now, people have just been watching or have just watched Trainwreck. You know, Amy Schumer's movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
John Cena goes, "Hey, do you know what I do with assholes? I lick them."
Wow.
That's what. So every time there's a lull in the office, John Cena's voice comes out and says that. It's pretty funny.
All right. So I'm going to show you one of the features.
Okay. Show me.
I think most of it is built into Messenger.
Oh, okay. I'll describe this. It.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll totally describe it.
I'll describe it. Daryl's
so
now.
So on the Apple Watch, you know how you can send like, pulses and
pulses,
beeps.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's send one to Darian. And so this is what I do to my boss now. I just send him a penis.
Ew.
And so he'll get
you
a.
Send it to me.
Yeah. Is
that? Oh. So then you drew a.
Or do I have to go to the app?
You drew a phallic symbol.
Do I tap it?
Yeah.
You tap. Darian tapped it.
Oh, I did it wrong. So I just use my thumbprint.
All right. And there it is. I see it. Uh-huh.
Oh,
that's pretty good. You know what?
Well, there's a
talk
lot of
about,
stuff.
Talk about innovation.
Yeah, so innovative.
It's the most innovative way to send dick pics across the internet.
But yeah, no, iOS 10 is kind of lackluster, I think.
Yeah, it should have just been an update. It it's not really.
Update. Not a, hey, everybody, not iOS 10. Woo!
I don't know. I didn't see anything.
Actually, a lot of
this
updates
thing, this
move
new.
From now on. Mm-hmm. Oh, the explode the gifts and stuff like that?
No, like
the news center or whatever.
Yeah. So now you swipe, it doesn't bring you the passcode. So that's.
Oh, so you can watch the news without having to
swipe,
unlock your phone.
Swipe down.
That makes sense.
That and go there.
That makes sense.
Which it takes a while to get used to. Well, it takes a couple days. Are you used to it?
Am I used to it? I never swipe anyway? To the left. So
how about Android? Who's
swipe to the
who's,
right? By the way,
you know what? With the iPhone 7, and how Android is basically going to destroy the iPhone 7, in my opinion. What do you think is the new innovative thing that Android is coming out with and Google is coming out with too?
Coming out with new hardware.
Yeah.
Almost. Just that's about
faster.
It.
Faster.
There's just faster stuff. From which is what else is new?
I mean, the iPhone 7's faster.
What else?
Right.
Not having to spend $1,000 on a phone?
Yeah, that too.
Hold on. Are you saying the 7 is cheaper than...
No.
No, I mean, you can get like Android phones, though.
Yeah.
The same
for
price.
Under $500.
For the, yeah, and the same speed as the 7.
Well...
And
cheaper.
So Samsung, they just like to market up their products. So.
Yeah, and it also comes with a bang. What is that? Anyways, who else makes iPhones?
Chinese people.
Chinese. Huawei. Huawei. Do you think they will have phones that will be actually comparable to?
No. So the biggest thing about iPhones is that
the OS.
The OS is the most
intuitive.
I think it's the most easy to like use.
Or intuit. Yeah.
Because like. There's a ton of customization you can do on an Android phone, but it's just not. It's not the same.
Yeah.
Yes.
That makes sense. So I think that
it's okay, Darian. It's Francis.
I will probably move over to
Android.
There's the Google is coming up with a new phone.
They just changed the Nexus name.
Once the apocalypse of the iPhone 7 has subsided.
Do you really think there's going to be an apocalypse?
I think there is going to be. I think as soon as I upgrade to iPhone 6S, it'll be the last phone that I would buy from Apple unless there is a headphone jack.
Interesting.
Do you really plug in headphones to your phone?
I do. At work all the time.
Why not Bluetooth stream?
Because I can't Bluetooth stream to an analog mixer to speakers.
Sure you can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you just need a Bluetooth
receiver.
Like, receiver
on your computer.
It's not. I'm talking about in a live event. I can't physically plug it into a mixer.
Well, you can plug in the extension.
A Bluetooth extension cable?
No. No. The iPhone 7s.
Yeah, it comes with
an adapter. But what happens if you need to charge it?
Then you get the adapter that comes with a headphone port.
Yeah.
They have to buy for $49.
That's split away like this?
No, it's one cable into a little brick thing that has a a lightning bolt connection. And
but
a
do you have to use
jack.
Your do you use your own phone for live events?
Yeah, we do.
Then all, just all have the company
yeah,
pay
the
for
company.
Your phone.
All
and
AV.
Have the company pay for all of the
all
accessories.
Yeah, so that
it's,
everyone
it's
uses the same
market,
one
right?
rather than everyone using their own separately.
Yeah.
And then everything gets confusing.
Or have just a company iPod.
No.
Yeah.
So
are
they changing the iPod to have no headphone jack as
no.
well?
No. They wouldn't change it.
Yeah, they would.
No, they
did
wouldn't.
You not hear the announcement?
Did they?
Yeah, they announced it. All iPods are going to... I'm just joking.
I was going to say...
But I bet you any money within the year,
they're
going to announce the iPod will not have a headphone
jack.
They
haven't updated the iPod in
You've heard it here first.
MacBook Pro, they haven't updated in like 1,000 days now.
Is it 1,000? I thought it was 600.
Was it 1,000 days?
MacBook Pro?
1,000 days, yes. MacBook Pro.
3 years?
Because the last update they did was the
3 years.
Feedback on the trackpad.
Yeah, that's like
that was
3 years
ago.
That one. That's
I
the one I have.
It has been 2 years ago.
That's the one I have.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, like 600.
It's $4,000.
Yeah. I mean, 365 times 2.
Yeah.
It's like 700 days.
Well, it was halfway through.
So do you think
that June
that there's going to be an announcement for the new MacBook Pros? Is that what you're
it's
saying?
Been a long
they're
time.
Speculating
should've
it to
left
be
you,
in October.
Left you without a dope beat to step to us.
Mac
I'll
Pro,
stop.
However, that's been 1,000 days.
Yes, that's been 1,000.
No updates
days.
To the Mac Pro
because it's stupid.
Yeah, because no one can afford it.
No one
in China,
to spend,
so.
No one wants
they
to
built,
spend $10,000 on something that
they
can
built
hardly
so,
run anything.
They
else.
Built so many of them that they're still trying to sell the first versions of that.
Sorry.
That's fine.
My mic stand keeps going down.
Why don't you crank it? Yeah, there you go. AV101. Crank the mic stand. There you go. There. It's not going to not go down anymore. Okay, let's see here. We've got some new trailers that have come out in the last couple weeks. Okay, which
Darian brought up Passengers.
I think it looks sweet.
And do you know who it's...
Just because of J-Law.
What? No.
And Star-Lord. Because of
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pine.
Star-Lord.
Chris Pine.
Star Trek? Chris Star-Lord, Evans. Star-Lord and Mystique are in
they're on a spaceship.
They're on a spaceship.
And they wake up a couple days early. That's as much as I know.
Yeah. So they wake up 9 years early.
Oh, is it 9 years? I thought it was 9 days early.
Wait, only 9 years? No, not 9 years. I think it's like 100 years.
No, it's too 9 years. Early.
No, it's a 100-year trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's woke up 91 years in.
I watched it twice.
Okay.
So look, you're an expert.
Look, man, yeah. I watched it twice. I'm an expert. Okay.
They said 9 days and or not
9 days. Yes.
9 years.
9 years.
9 years too early.
Yeah, which it's like I guess that amount of time is in between too long and not really that long, right? Like compared to Interstellar where the guy is there for like 20 years.
Like,
well, they were literally there for 2 hours.
You mean like Matthew McConaughey was away for nearly 70 years of his daughter's life?
That too.
And then, yeah. Yeah. So not that long.
So it's not that long, but in reality, it is a long time.
Yeah, right? It is nine a long years? Time. Shouldn't have left you without a dope beat to step two. Step
so,
no.
Let's see. Some
body once told me.
That's what I was going to say. But some people are saying... is that one of them is an android.
Oh.
Likely to be
which is Mr. the bartender. Pratt.
So like
no.
The bartender.
Well, yeah.
Well, he's obviously an android or some form of cyborg.
Wait, no. She woke up first and then he... Yeah,
the people were talking about how she was like swiping through her phone of like pictures when she was like... with her friends and stuff.
When she was like 9 years old.
Meanwhile, they show like nothing about Chris Pratt.
Well, that makes sense.
It's a trailer.
Maybe, hey, you know what? Chris Pratt may not have that much friends. Okay,
that many,
not much at all. Maybe he didn't have any friends at all before he left Earth.
Why would he leave?
Because he's an android. Oh my god! So is it?
So yeah, no,
is
that's
it kind
a theory
of like
right now.
Is it kind of like in Prometheus?
I've not seen Prometheus.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. Or any of the aliens.
You haven't seen any of the aliens?
Yeah, you probably have nightmares.
I was born in 1996.
when Aliens 3 came out or something like that?
Alien was like, what, 70-something?
Yeah, 80.
And then Aliens.
What was Resurrection? Was it 95?
Yeah, something like that.
2000.
Probably 2000.
That's pretty funny. But I think the trailer that we all want to talk about is...
The Akira fan made trailer 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's it. Yes, no. Ghost in the Shell.
Because I saw the Ghost in the Shell trailer and I was like, man, I remember seeing that Akira fan made trailer and it looks so much better than
people are talking or are saying Chronicle was pretty much Akira.
Of Narnia? Yes, Chronicle. Basically Akira.
Chronicle where they can
Where they have the superpowers.
The one
and then they
where
go
they fly?
Insane. Yeah, that was
it's basically Akira.
Yeah, it's pretty much Akira.
Yeah. Except they weren't yelling their names at the end. Oh, actually,
he doesn't yell it. He says he says it. He goes, "I am Tetsuo."
Yeah, but what are you talking about? At the end of the fight, they're just like, "Tetsuo, Kaneda, Tetsuo."
The whole time, I was going like, "Why did they name this guy after Canada?" That's it for me. That's all it was.
It's the way you say Canada from that history commercial.
Okay. So here's
Ghost in the Shell.
Here's my defense for Ghost in the Shell with ScarJo as the lead.
Why are you defending it?
Because people hate it.
Why are people hating it?
Because I have to defend it.
Because she's a white girl playing a Japanese character?
No, she's not a Japanese character.
She's an android.
She's an android, just like Chris Pratt.
And who knows? In the future, maybe all the races just become...
No.
They all look like celebrities.
No,
yeah, they all look like Tiger Woods.
Okay, I want to tell you guys a story, okay? This is a story all the way back till when I was in high school.
Did you hear from a friend of yours?
One of my teachers. No, he was actually one of my teachers. Grupuzzo, if you remember him.
Ah, the English teacher.
He was English?
Wasn't he?
More like a math teacher. Anyways, it doesn't matter. Whoever knew him, he's going to go like this. He goes to me, "Hey, Brian, I have a question for you." "Okay, yeah, what's that, Mr. Grupuzzo?" Actually, I have a really bad Grupuzzo impression, but he asks me, why do Asian people always want to be white people? That's what he asked me. He asked me literally that because he was talking about Dragon Ball Z.
Ah.
How Goku, which is designed as an Asian person.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has big eyes, though.
Goes. he does, and a big mouth. And he turns his hair blonde and his eyes green to be obviously what people would consider as a Aryan. Caucasian, right? Aryan.
Aryan.
An Aryan superpower, race. Right? Master race, right?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, even if her last name is Kusanagi?
Yeah.
In there, Ghost in the Shell, I think if you put it past all of that, she's supposed to be Asian, she's supposed to be that. Technically, she's an android, first of all. And second of all, it's the future. And if you really think about it, when you're creating an android of sorts, you're creating a human. You're not really creating a Japanese person. With me, yeah. With the big quotes and quotes in my the air here. So I think I'm going to enjoy the movie for what it is. And people can continue hating it for what it is.
I mean,
a movie.
Are Asian people not allowed to be white?
That's a really good question.
Like, let's say far into the future.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of races merge and all that, right? So genes get put together.
Yeah.
A white Caucasian looking person can come out of a Japanese person.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, it's another thing. If you take a look at my children,
yeah,
people always think Rollo's husband is white.
If they look at Brianna. Brianna's pretty Asian.
Yeah, Brianna is pretty Asian.
Emma looks white.
If you take a look at Emma, she has very Caucasian features. Yeah. But people always ask.
That's just the Spanish coming out of us.
Yeah.
I think
in the future, though, we're just human. There's no. Yeah. Just because of last name.
Well, are we human?
Are we just dancers? that's another song from The Killers.
There you go.
I don't know. Or maybe it's like this. Maybe her last name is Kusanagi because she married an Asian guy, right? Because have you ever met anybody? Well,
Why does she have to marry an Asian guy?
Or maybe she was adopted.
Or
I've met people. She's an android.
Yeah.
And the person who created her was Kusanagi.
Dr.
Kusanagi. And that's his daughter that he wish he had that looked Caucasian.
There you go.
Done. He's like, I wish my children would look Caucasian from now on. So I think it looks really good, and I think it's going to be pretty cool.
Do you think it's going to be one of those over-stylized shows or movies? Because that's what it kind of looks like.
No, I think it's going to be
hyper-realistic.
Very hyper-realistic, and they're going to try to be as close to the manga and the anime as possible.
So in the manga, it happened in the year 2030.
You know what I like?
But
to have snacks.
In the anime,
it's manga.
Happened in 2019. I only read that in a comment.
There you go. Done and done. You watched the movie.
Brooks
good.
And done?
Brooks and done. All right. Here we go. So, speaking of stealing.
What?
Is it because
Scarlett Johansson's made of steel?
Yeah, she's stolen the role from an Asian actress.
Oh.
Paladins. Apparently.
Paladins of the Realm.
Of the Realm.
No. It's Paladins, Champion of the Realm.
Champion.
But that's just the tagline
of the realm.
In the title.
Are you sure? It's not like Aliens Resurrection?
Uh-huh. No.
Yeah? No? Are you sure it's not like...
World of Warcraft.
Legion.
Yeah.
No. World of Warcraft. Tales of Pandaria. Yeah, that's what it's called. If you, because you weren't there when they released it.
Mists of Pandaria.
Oh. So who's the bigger
caught
nerd?
You there.
You.
I'm obviously the bigger nerd you because I'm yourself. Actually playing these games.
You played yourself out.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, DJ Khaled. Make sure you don't play yourself.
Okay, so what's
cheese?
Is there a big...
That's the definition.
Is there a big issue?
Queso? What are you talking about? It's Mexican.
As far as I know, that's in ice cream from the Philippines.
Oh, that's true. Which is basically cheese.
Cheese in your ice cream.
It is cheese.
It's delicious.
Mom just says queso.
Yeah, she just says... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all she says.
And Kuya said queso.
Okay, so...
Enough.
Here's Wonderwall. Paladins is a copy of Overwatch.
Yeah, so Paladins is basically... the same Team Fortress 2 formula of escort a payload or King of the Hill or like have multiple points to capture.
Now, which is better, Overwatch or Paladins?
Overwatch did it first. So, therefore, Overwatch is better. No, it's more... So,
what?
So, Paladins is made by the same people that made Smite. It's Hi-Rez Studio. So... Right. And I mean, Hi-Rez Studio hasn't really been one to make their own
original
IP, or like original kind of game
format. Uh-huh.
Because if you've played Smite, uh-huh, it's basically a third person, first person shooter.
MOBA.
Is it a MOBA?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a multiplayer online battle arena. Okay.
Dota 2 and
League of Legends. It takes the same aspects of League of Legends where you have 5 members on a team. You have a person that like roams the jungle, and then you have people in lane. You have support classes that heal and tank classes,
but it's third person
damage. It's not a top down isometric, and it's third person, but it's more of a third person action RPG.
Yeah,
that makes sense. It's kind of like Uncharted, Uncharted 3.
Not so much
kind of
Uncharted.
Like World of Warcraft. No. Hold on. It's Gears of War.
Not really. It's more of like
Gears of War, right?
Because the mouse, the crosshair.
Oh, it's like
Terra.
Terra, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
because the mouse is the crosshair. Yeah. It's basically League of Legends in a third person FPS feature. As weird as that sounds. It's the most accurate thing I can describe it as.
So Paladins is good.
So Paladins is... It has...
I'd say it's just capitalizing on...
It's capitalizing on the success of Overwatch.
Yeah.
But according to the main dude, the president, I think, he's like, oh, well, we did it first because we've been in production for a lot longer than Overwatch was. And they're like, oh, no, you know, Blizzard actually copied us. And then if you look at, if you say that Blizzard copied, okay, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that Blizzard did it first is the biggest thing. And they released it first. So then when they released, or it's not even released, it's in open beta, they have a short guy, aka a dwarf, that has a turret.
I think they like to be called little people, but okay. Okay.
Not in the fantasy realm. They're dwarves. So they have, like, in Overwatch, there's Torbjorn, who is a dwarf guy with a turret that he hits to upgrade.
Yeah.
Which existed in Team Fortress 2 with the
dwarf
engineer. Right? The engineer was a short guy that created a turret, and you created the turret.
They like to be called little people, again.
Sure. So they have that. And then they also have a dude with a rectangular blue shield... That is a big guy, and he looks. It's like the same mechanics too. So to me, it feels like there's no originality, even if they were the ones that were in production longer.
So basically, Team Fortress is being plagiarized by both Blizzard and
who's Tim?
Team Fortress.
Oh, Team Fortress.
Not Tim Fortress.
I heard Tim Fortress. So I was like, is plagiarized. I was like, why?
I probably said Tim. So Team Fortress actually is being plagiarized right now by both companies.
Not really. So the fact, like, it's the
how
same.
Does it not really. Fortress, it still doesn't make any sense.
Well, then you can say that Nathan Drake copies Lara Croft.
Or EverQuest is a direct copy of World of Warcraft. Wait a minute, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Exactly. So
more like Team Fortress, they have like, what, five characters?
They have six characters.
Six characters. Meanwhile, in Overwatch, you have 20. And they all have roles.
And they all have skills and abilities.
Yeah. And I see. And is the, how about in Paladins has...
It's the exact same Overwatch. 20.
They have 20 characters that have different roles.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. So Team Fortress 2 did it first.
Yeah.
But over like Blizzard made it better.
So
and then Paladin was like, "Oh, well, so we were actually doing this too."
How about Command and Conquer versus StarCraft? Warcraft.
What? I don't know what you're talking about. Command and Conquer is a completely different game than StarCraft.
Are you sure about that?
Yes, because StarCraft is an RTS, whereas Command and Conquer
is an RTS.
Is an RTS.
Yeah, exactly.
I was actually thinking Commandos. Which Commandos is different.
Command and Conquer is exactly like StarCraft.
Yeah.
And Warcraft.
And guess what? Blizzard did it better.
That's how it is. It's like Pepsi and Coke.
Yeah.
Which is better? RC Cola.
Well, the fact that Paladins is trying to do better than Overwatch.
Is it better than Overwatch?
No, it's not. Oh, okay. You know what people thought was better than Overwatch? Battleborn. Guess where that is? Sitting at 20 players. There are 20 people still playing that game on PC.
How do you know there's 20?
Because you can see the statistics on Steam.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That sucks.
It just died. They were like, so Battleborn is the next thing to Overwatch, and it's going to kill Overwatch, and blah, 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 and it died.
And after it was born, it died. Is that correct?
Battleborn, yes. It had SIDS.
Aww.
Poor Battleborn.
I'm glad my kids are out of that danger zone already. Anyways, let's see. Speaking of born and being reborn, Alpha 5 has just been announced. The new voice is someone that we all truly enjoy
Alpha
watching
5,
on screen.
Alpha 5, by the way, is from
the Power Rangers.
2018, right?
Yeah.
2017.
Next year.
Ooh.
Yeah. Bill Hader is the new voice for Alpha 5.
So do you think Bill Hader's still going to go, ay, 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 ay?
He's going to have to.
What if it's just Bill Hader's voice?
Or,
hey guys, it's Bill Hader here. We need you guys to help out.
Sounds like,
I don't know, it's Bill Hader.
Isn't Bill Hader in Howdy with a Chance Meatballs?
Is that him, really?
No, Bill Hader's the crazy guy in We Are the Millers. He's the guy that sells all the drugs. No?
No. Bill Hader is BB-8.
Yeah?
Yeah, with...
he's also...
John Ralphio. Oh, did you see that? I guess you haven't watched... Did you finish Stranger Things?
No.
Did you watch Stranger Things?
Yeah.
All of them?
Yeah.
And you know how Steve Harrington looks exactly like...
John Ralphio?
Ben Schwartz.
Oh yeah, that guy looks like Ben Schwartz.
So they did like an interview with themselves, and there's a theory where because Stranger Things is based in Indiana, and Parks and Recreation is based in Indiana, Steve Harrington from Stranger Things is John Ralphio's dad.
Really?
And so they do an interview together and they just like copy each other.
That's pretty funny. So I'm actually excited for the new Power Rangers movie. So
we got Elizabeth Banks.
Yeah, as Rita Repulsa. She stole the character from another Asian lady. So
she's Filipino or Thai?
She was Chinese. I mean Japanese. Was she Chinese? No, she's Japanese. And she just passed away recently too. May she rest in peace.
Elizabeth Banks?
No.
Oh,
Rita Repulsa.
The
actress who played the original Rita Repulsa.
Who plays Zordon? Is it Mufasa?
No. You want to know?
Who?
What's this?
You gave us some suspense there. Effect.
I thought it was going to be a little suspenseful and
and you just forgot.
His name is Brian.
Cranston, that's right. No,
the original.
Oh.
I thought you said
it was also Brian Cranston.
I see. No, the original was Mr. Belding.
No, it wasn't. But Brian Cranston is Zordon, which is going to be cool too.
Yeah, he's going to be like Jesse.
It will just be one of the names.
Zordon!
Oh, man. Yeah, well. That's going to be cool.
Are they going to have a bunch of no-names, or is it going to be like Chris Evans, Scarlett Johansson? No.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson is Trini, by the way. She's going to steal the Asian role from the Yellow Ranger as well.
It's going to be Wayne Brady as the Black Ranger.
No, I think it's all no names for the teenagers with attitude. Teenagers with attitude. That's Alpha.
Alpha.
Find me.
We need your help all the way.
Oh, man. So, it was really cool when Power Rangers was really cool was the Raptors when I was younger.
Wow, you were really...
I'm reaching, you're man. Reaching for the segues. Christina Ricci, she was in Casper. During the same time, the Raptors were good. So, the Raptors are coming to Calgary.
Yeah, exhibition game.
Exhibition.
And you can watch them too if you want to spend $100.
Woohoo! Wow. Apparently, the scalpers really destroyed the whole thing.
Yeah, I tried to pick up a pair of tickets.
Yeah.
And in basically 10 minutes, they were gone.
Yeah, because of the bots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, AI has stolen all the tickets.
Mm. AI.
And you know what? I think I want to do is I want to find those people and prank
their
them. Prank them
by slitting their throats.
To go by slitting their throats. What the hell? No, I want to prank them by going up to Airdrie and totally just messing with them. Yeah.
What?
There's some scalpers
in Airdrie.
No. They'll travel to you, like they'll, because it's going to be like $200 or $300 for the best seats or whatever. Mm. So since they bought it for like $20 or something like that, they're obviously going to have a markup. So,
yeah, so if it's going to be like a $500,
yeah. So it's, what's that?
They'll spend $20 on gas.
It's not just gas. You can make them drive all the way to Airdrie for nothing. And the funny thing is that's what one guy did for the Tragically Hip. So he got tickets and he was selling them for $500 a piece, right? So $1,000 or something like that. And one of the guys from The Edge in Toronto, a radio station, got him to drive all the way down to Burlington.
Which is perspective?
An hour and a half.
Ooh.
An hour and a half to almost 2 hours from Toronto. And he, even after work on a Thursday, so it's not like he had to fight traffic and everything apparently, and it's, yeah, this is the whatever from The Edge. Screw you and screw people who are trying to make a buck out of this guy's last appearance on television for him to perform. And the guy's just swearing and swearing and swearing. It's just couldn't contain himself. I couldn't stop laughing. It's actually pretty funny. Just desserts, people. Stop scalping. Because chances are, that's what some people are going to continue doing.
Well, so yeah. I mean, it's just an exhibition game. It's not like these games matter anyway.
Yeah, it's not stupid. The fact that it doesn't matter. The fact is, you don't see professional grade baseball. Professional grade basketball in Calgary.
Yeah,
we don't have the Grizzlies anymore, so there's no, you know, you don't drive down to Vancouver to go see an NBA game. You can't do that anymore.
They exist in Memphis.
Yeah,
that's where they got traded to.
Were they walking in Memphis
with boots,
blue suede shoes?
No, with the boots that were made for walking. But yeah, apparently tickets in, because they also have an exhibition game in Vancouver, and that is about $200 to $300.
Oh yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, no thanks. And this is why I'm so bitter of watching things live. If I can watch it on television, I'd rather watch it on television, which I don't watch it on television anyway. So,
because you still
have online
or online or not at all, and they can go die in rotten hell
as a prank.
Yeah, everything. People who scalp and the people who take advantage of the ability to buy a $30 ticket and then they mark it up
Three times?
No, like 100 times. 10 times. Is it 10 times?
Yeah. 300?
Yeah, 10 times the cost. That's not fair. Anyways, so are you still going to try and get a ticket?
Doubtful.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just said no, so.
I got a wedding to go to. My own.
Speaking of weddings.
Uh-huh.
That's apparently the premise for Dirty Grandpa, right?
No.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Yeah, it is. He's trying to get to his wedding.
Who? What?
What's his name? What's his nuts?
Zac Efron?
Yeah, Zac Efron.
Oh, what? No. The premise was he was just going to drop his grandpa off in Florida, and then that was it.
And then?
But, hijinks. And his wedding was in like 10 days.
Exactly. Hijinks ensues. I segued that good. Oh, what are God. You talking about?
Superman does good.
Yeah. I did it so good.
Yeah, no, Dirty Grandpa. It's on Netflix now. That's and good. I did not expect to laugh as much. If you're a fan of dick jokes, that's the movie to watch.
Basically, people who are a fan of dick pics, which you are.
It's amazing.
Which you send over online to your boss. It's good. It's good.
So you'd recommend Dirty Grandpa to your to your boss?
Dirty Grandpa, yeah.
No, the D is silent.
Grandpa.
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 Grandpa. Grandpa.
This is your ASMR like for saying grandpa over and over again.
No, you're saying it wrong.
It's grandpa.
No, that's G-R-A-M-P-A.
Yeah.
Grandpa.
Grandpa.
G-R-A-M-P-A.
So N-D turns into an M.
Yes. The D and the N become silent and becomes grandpa.
Okay, so hang on. I need to figure out the transition of when Zac Efron became a not Disney star. Because he basically turned into the funniest guy in the last like 3 years.
What do you call
it? Is he really funny? Do you think Zac Efron is actually funny?
17 again?
17 again.
With,
that's his shift.
Matthew Perry.
Yeah. Is that really?
I'd say that's
really
his shift.
He's actually really funny.
I think Zac Efron's really funny.
Is he?
He's really funny too,
yeah. I think he's really funny.
Okay,
I
just want to make sure.
And he's shredded.
And yeah, that dude is ripped.
Are you sure he's funny, or are you just attracted to his body? That's the real question here. Is he shredded, 5'8". But he's funny.
He's 5'8".
He's 5'8".
Yeah, he's this height of Tom Cruise. Right? He's Tom Cruise's height.
Tom Cruise is
5'6". He's 5'4", but sure.
Just getting shorter and shorter.
He's not 5'4". How tall is Tom Cruise?
He's 5'6".
Tom Cruise is 5 feet tall.
What? That's no, he is not.
That's
no,
lie.
He is not. That's Siri that. just made him shorter. He's only 2 inches taller than my wife. No, he is not 5 feet tall. Is the source from The Onion?
Where did it get that? This thing, I'm checking everything out, and he is 5'7".
Oh, there you go.
He is 5'1". How tall is Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise is 5 feet tall.
Hang on. Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure.
There you go.
It apparently pulled it from the Wiki article. What?
Oh, no. Are you sure? He's probably 5 feet tall. This is true. This is true, ladies and gentlemen. Breaking news. Tom Cruise is 5 feet tall. 5'7" in heels.
I don't know where it pulled it from this Wiki article. Why would it think okay. It's 5 feet tall?
That's okay.
Oh.
What number is the house on Privet Drive, Daryl?
13?
Is it 13?
Isn't it? Because it's unlucky?
I thought it was number 5, Privet Drive.
Oh, you might be right.
Number 5?
Is it number 5? Ask, what's the address of Harry Potter's...
4.
Number 4. Oh, okay.
Makes sense.
So I couldn't segue from 5 to 5 feet from Tom Cruise. So Privet number 4 Privet Drive is on sale in England.
In Coventry.
But we're in Coventry. We're in Coventry, Calgary.
We're in the London part of or England.
The London part of England.
Is exactly.
So I think, do you think that they can sublet the cupboard underneath the stairs? That's the real question.
In reality, no. In J.K. Rowling's universe, yes.
Probably. Why probably not?
But did you notice that every year Harry Potter would get a bigger room and then he ended up in the attic?
Did he end up in the attic?
Yeah. Is it the attic?
Didn't he? In the fourth movie.
No. In the same room as Dudley's playroom or whatever.
No, because in the second year, they destroyed the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that so was they in the moved attic. Him out. No, I said they moved him out after the second year.
Well, the last year he had... Oh, no, you're right. It got bigger and bigger, and then he ended up inheriting Sirius's house. So he got a whole house at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Are you sure?
Yeah. Sirius left the house black to him.
No, yeah, but if when he left...
Which creature in the last movie, yeah.
Don't the Dursleys, like, flee their house?
They do.
Why, though?
Because
they told them.
Because,
that makes sense. Actually,
yeah.
Harry was like, you guys need to GTFO because Ish is going down.
Yeah, because even though he hates them...
He still wants to protect them.
No, they could still use them as a
leverage
as hostage. Harry. Yeah, hostages. So, but that's
and Aunt Petunia is actually a good guy, right?
No,
she's not. Really? No.
Aunt Petunia is basically the right hand man.
No, see, Aunt Petunia.
Wouldn't Harry Voldemort. Not care about them then?
Well, the reason why Aunt Petunia is a bad guy still is because she was jealous
of her sister's magic.
Yeah, not just that, because Snape, she was in love with Snape, man.
Aunt Petunia?
What? Yeah, dude.
Why didn't she?
What?
Yeah, dude.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, man.
Is this from the fan fiction that you've been reading?
This is called reading the book, Daryl.
Aunt Petunia did not like Snape.
She did.
Snake?
And Snape. And Snake.
Snape.
Snape. Ignored Petunia and went after Lily.
No way.
What's a petunia?
Yeah.
No way, a flower. Because Lily was a human. Mm. She was a full-on Moogle.
Not a Moogle. Moogle is the little guy inside my Final Fantasy game, which, Kupo? By the way, I might add. Oh, yeah. Kupo. speaking of that.
No, hang on. I need to check
Final this. Fantasy and... Brave Exvius, if you guys are playing that game on the app on your phone, Lightning has been released from Final Fantasy 13. So I am crossing my fingers every time I try to summon a character for her to come out. Please come out and play. Yeah. But I don't think, with my luck, I have not gotten any of the good characters yet. So day after day, I keep losing.
So it wasn't actually the books.
Uh-huh.
It's something that...
J.K. Rowling
said.
Spouted. So it's not canon.
Part of it. No, it is canon because Dumbledore is gay. And Snape is straight. Kills Dumbledore.
Straight Snape.
And straight Snape kills gay Dumbledore.
.com.
.com. .org. So, am I right? If J.K. Rowling, who created that universe, says it is so... Okay. All right. And I think that's it. I think that's all we have. Wow. So
next one will be more interesting because at least Worlds will be. Is it over or is it one? Out of groups?
Out of groups.
Out of
what?
Groups.
It's What's nothing. Groups? Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
What?
Esports.
Oh no, my phone died again. Damn it.
Ooh.
Why do you let me down, Apple? Why do you let me down, Mac?
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay.
All right. This week's episode was brought to you by my parents for buying pizza.
Well, it was already there.
Did they have pizza? Yeah, that's this true. Morning? That's true.
Literally a half hour before you guys came.
I also did feed people steak yesterday. Yeah, was that steak too. Good or what? What do you think? It was okay? It was okay?
I like the ribs better.
Ribs are better? Okay, good. I'm glad you guys like the ribs because I kicked it. So, yeah. If you guys like our podcast, it is a fortnightly podcast hosted by myself and my brothers. We have a Facebook and a Twitter and an Instagram. Follow that because we barely update it. Yeah. I'm going to try and continue updating it. I apologize.
I'm not an updater.
I've just quite busy in the last few weeks.
I'm not a social.
Yeah. You're anti-social media?
Yeah.
Is that what you are? Okay. check us out on Instagram at Mbangium, Twitter at Mbangium, and on YouTube, type in Mbangium, and in Facebook at Mbangium. So check us out. If you want more of our silliness and whatnot, what we say sometimes is not the funniest things, but we do appreciate every download. We are available on iTunes and on Google Play Music. Also, you can find us on Spreaker, which we are on and update quite regularly because that's how our podcasts go, right?
Yay, so, podcast.
Woohoo! Yeah, so I want to thank our sponsors. One of our newest sponsors is
FrancisMbang.com.
There you go. That's FrancisMbang.com, spelled FrancisMbang.com.
I still think you should have kept France in your pants.
France in your pants is FrancisMbang.com. He is a photographer, an astrophotographer, and an adventurer of sorts in the backwoods of Alberta and BC. So check out some of his astrophotography. Mm. Check out his Instagram. What is his Instagram?
It's at
Supreme4i.
Supreme Kai. So
Supreme Kai, where the A is a 4.
Ah, oh, there we go. Supreme with an E at the end.
Supreme and K. K4i. Yeah, K as the Kai, not C.
And also, we want to thank our last sponsor, which is NatalineDesigns.com. Check her website out. She helps you design your web presence and your
logo branding
for your weddings and your companies, and get in touch with her if you're looking to freshen up your look. That's Nataline, NATLINE designs with an S.com, and I think that's it, boys. That's a wrap. Wrap it up.
All right.
The bow, one of the more boring podcasts. More boring
podcast. We went for 58 minutes.
No. Oh.
Yeah, that's because we're funny, though.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's okay.
At least I think
funny we're looking.
Funny. I think we're funny.
I think if you guys should ever see us on the street,
give us a high five.
Yeah, that's it. Once again, my name is Brian.
I'm Daryl.
I'm Darian.
And this has been another episode of the Mbangium Podcast.
Cheers.
Bye.